Joining me in the studio this afternoon is Dan Truckee, the director of the Beaumier UP Heritage Center here at Northern Michigan University. Dan's joining us in the studio this afternoon because he and his group are putting together a real interesting exhibit that's coming up a little bit later this spring. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, thanks a lot, Hans.
The UP is real full of immigrants. We all like to say that we're Finlanders or that we're Italians or even from the Orkneys or something like that. This is what the exhibit is about, the immigrant experience. Fill us in.
Yeah, well, obviously immigration is a big issue in our current politics, but it's been a big issue in American politics for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to the late 19th century in particular and you look at the newspapers, you see this, the newspapers and people complaining about the same things about Finnish immigrants and Lithuanian immigrants and that they do about people who are coming here today. Mm-hmm. They don't speak the language. They have a weird religion. They eat weird food. They're lazy. They're stealing our jobs, etc. Same things are going on 100 years ago or more that are happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to create an exhibit that looks at the immigration experience, not chronologically, but looks at it subject-wise to find what are those commonalities between immigrants coming here today or in the last 50 years to 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are in this process right now of doing research. And, you know, we are very well lucky because there's so much research that's already been done about the immigrant populations who have come here who came here in the late 19th century and early 20th century. People like, you know, Russman Yagi have just done an enormous amount of research, oral histories and otherwise, you know, census work and all that. So we already have a lot of that. But what we don't have are the stories of people who have immigrated to the United States in the last 50 years,
mm-hmm.
who now live in the UP. And that's what we're looking for now. We're trying to identify people, families, individuals who have come here in the last 50 years and now live here to talk to them about their experience and what they went through to come here. You know, what was it that brought them here? Why did they come to America? Why did they come to the UP? What was that experience like? You know, what did they bring with them, both physically and culturally, mm-hmm. that are still relevant to their lives today? And then ultimately, how do they see themselves now? You know, it's part of the American experience to not think of yourself as just an American, though there are parts of America where that is true. But, you know, we all think of ourselves as, you know, Finnish Americans or Irish Italian or whatever.
Yeah.
And yet we're Americans too. Well, how does a recent immigrant see themselves? You know, do they now see themselves as an American? Do they see themselves as Finnish? Do they see themselves as a Uper? You know, what is that identity now? That's part of that immigrant experience, is finding an identity. And also for their offspring, you know, how is it different for them?
Mm-hmm.
So you would be an example. You were born
in Sweden.
In Sweden.
Yeah.
And came to the United States at what age?
I was 5 months old.
5 months
old. I'd already gotten tired of Sweden. I'm like, let's get out of here.
But your parents, were they from America or Sweden?
No, my father was Swedish and my mom Danish.
Okay. So you're a perfect example of this process. You know, your parents would be a great people to talk to about what their experience
mm-hmm.
was like. And then, you know, how did it define your life? I mean, you grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're a Chicagoan. You're an American.
Yeah.
But you still have strong ties to your Swedish background.
Right? Well, one of the things I think about from my own experience that plays into what you're talking about is how did the language change?
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up at home, we were a Scandinavian family. My father spoke only Swedish, and my mom spoke Danish, and as I got a little bit older, more and more English came in. But my father, if there were no English speakers visiting, he only spoke Swedish. That was it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I grew up around that. Old world is in the house. And then you walk out the door and there's the new world. And you kind of feel caught between them. And you're kind of like, I'm at home in both, and yet I'm kind of a stranger in both. It's an odd sensation.
Language, yeah, that's great. I mean, I think there's not a lot of people around who have had that experience in the UP, because I try to identify more people who have been through that experience, either immigrated here themselves or have children who, you know, have been through that same process. But, you know, my grandparents, almost all my grandparents spoke another language until they went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And went through that very process themselves of in kindergarten all of a sudden learning a new language. And that's part of that immigrant experience. Mm-hmm. At home they're speaking one language, but they know that to be Americans they have to learn English.
Yeah.
And for some, I mean, some families are really adamant about it. They're like, you know, we don't want you speaking the old language here in home. We want you to speak English because we don't want you to be held back
by
that language, the accent, et cetera. And then others were bilingual. They wanted their kids to speak both.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of that experience. And so that's kind of what we're going at. So we're looking for individuals, families who have immigrated to the U.S. in the last 50 years. And now live in the UP from any kind of background. We're not looking at it just simply from any cultural background or continent. We want to really cast a wide net to see. Okay. And part of it in the end is to look at how diverse is the UP today, you know, compared to 100 years ago. And how is it changing the landscape of the UP? Because the UP's landscape is changing, the population landscape, but it's kind of hard to decipher sometimes what that means.
Yeah. And so how do you turn that, out of curiosity, how do you turn that into an actual exhibit? I mean, are you looking also, do people need to have some sort of artifacts and photos to go along with their story?
I really hope they will, because then it will be really... We might as well just write a book.
Yeah, or have an online.
Or an online, which there probably will be. And there are going to be interactive components of the exhibit that we are in process of developing. I mean, that's part of it. We are really, two things, we're researching and developing the exhibit at the same time.
Yeah.
So some of this is still unanswered, how it's going to work out. But by using the stories that they have, their experience, and then tying it with hopefully artifacts that they might have, or definitely photographs.
Yeah.
It'll tell a more compelling story and be more of a visual experience than just words, and which, you know, again, that's not really an exhibit. So
yeah. When is your target date for this exhibit to open?
Well, the exhibit will be opening April 14th.
Will be,
okay. Yes. Yeah, we will be opening it on April 14th.
Excellent.
We have a pretty good track record with our dates. Occasionally we've had to move them a little bit, but no, we're opening it April 14th. And so we are in the process of collecting data right now, and we'll begin design work in the next month. But we are looking for individuals, so people out there who may know folks or be falling into these categories themselves, we'd really like to talk with you and see, where we can go with it.
How do folks get in touch with you?
The best way would be for them to call me directly at my office number, which is 906-227-3212.
Okay.
And that way they can call and, we will get back to them or discuss it over the phone. They can also email me, though that's less successful, at heritage@nmu.edu.
Okay.
Sometimes those things don't get through as easily
as
phone calls do. So those would be the best ways to get a hold of us. And, I know sometimes people will think, it's March and they're like, oh, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this exhibit, we can probably add things right up to April. So by the beginning of April, partly because I'll be going on spring break, we will have to cut it off. And we also, even after the exhibit opens, sometimes can add things in. We really will need things by mid-March, really would be best. So we'll need some commitment from folks as soon as they can get a hold of us.
Great. Okay, Dan Truckee from the Bomir UP Heritage Center. Real interesting exhibit coming up that, he'd like some of us listening right now to be part of the Immigrant Experience that's opening in April. Dan, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Hans. It's a pleasure.